Chapter 2, containing a very tragical incident. While Jones was employed in these unpleasant meditations, with which we left him tormenting himself, Partridge came stumbling into the room, with his face paler than ashes, his eyes fixed in his head, his hair standing on end, and every limb trembling. In short, he looked as he would have done had he seen a spectre, or had he, indeed, been a spectre himself. Jones, who was little subject to fear, could not avoid being somewhat shocked at this sudden appearance. He did indeed himself change colour, and his voice a little faltered while he asked him, "What was the matter?" "I hope, sir," said Partridge, "you will not be angry with me. Indeed, I did not listen, but I was obliged to stay in the outward room. I am sure I wish I had been 100 miles off, rather than have heard what I have heard." "Why, what is the matter?" said Jones. "The matter, sir? Oh, good heaven," answered Partridge, "was that woman who is just gone out, the woman who was with you at Upton?" "She was, Partridge," cried Jones. "And did you really, sir, go to bed with that woman?" said he, trembling. "I'm afraid what passed between us is no secret," said Jones. "Nay, but pray, sir, for heaven's sake, sir, answer me," cries Partridge. "You know I did," cries Jones. "Why, then, the Lord have mercy upon your soul and forgive you," cries Partridge. "But as sure as I..."